Hey everyone, my name is Adam Steenwick, and I'm a Senior Program Manager on the Active Directory Identity and Access Management team. Today, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the self-service password reset solution that ships with Windows Azure Active Directory Premium. This is a pretty cool feature. In just a few clicks, you can enable users in your Azure AD to reset their forgotten passwords without having to bother you or your help desk employees. You also get full control over your organization's password reset security policies. You can even choose to sync passwords back to an on-premises AD deployment in just a few simple steps. So let's take a look. I'm here on the Windows Azure Management Portal, which you can check out for yourself by going to manage.windowsazure.com. Down towards the bottom, you'll see my Active Directory extension, which is where I can go to manage everything to do with my organization's cloud directory. Once I click on this, I see a list of my organization's directories that I can configure. In my case, my directory is called Wingtip Toys. Upon clicking, you'll see that I have lots of cool options in front of me: user and group management, SaaS application integration, custom domains, integration with local Active Directories, and even some pretty cool reports here. But today, since we're interested in password reset, we'll head on over to the Configure tab to see just how easy it is to turn on and set up. Once I arrive on the Configure tab, you'll see a lot of different options that I can do to configure my directory's behavior. One of these options here is User Password Reset Policy. And you'll see here that I don't have this feature enabled, but turning it on is as simple as taking this toggle and moving it to the All selection. Once I do this, I get a bunch of cool options that are arrayed in front of me. The first option here allows me to configure which contact methods users can use to reset their passwords. As you can see, we support a few different options here, a couple phone-based options, which support both voice and SMS calls, as well as email-based options. All of these voice SMS messages and emails are localized in your local language, meaning that if you have users in your directory who speak a different language than others, they will see a localized and great experience for that language. In addition to that, you can choose to enable more than one of these contact methods to be required when a user is resetting his password. So for example, if I set this to 2, that would mean that my users have to choose and provide at least 2 of these 3 options in order to reset their passwords. In this case, I'm just going to keep it set to 1, and I'm going to disable Office Phone to see so we can see what it's like when a user comes to reset his password when these things are configured in a custom manner. If I scroll down a little bit here, you'll see a few more options that we expose. Firstly, this is pretty cool. We have an ability for users to register their own information when they come to a web page. And this means that you can allow your users to self-register for password reset if those users do not have contact information in your directory. You can email your users this link and they can register themselves. And very soon, we'll have the ability for these users to register automatically when they try to access the access panel at myapps.microsoft.com. In addition to this, you can also override the behavior of a link that we expose on the password reset page when your users run into an error. So if your users are having a problem resetting their password, perhaps they've forgotten their phone, or they've set up the wrong contact information, you can override a link that will appear to point to your custom help desk. So in this case, I'll just choose an email, helpdesk@wingtiptoys.com, online.com. But you can also choose a URL. So if you wanted to point them to some documentation, you could do that very easily. One other thing that doesn't show up here is if you scroll up to the Customize Branding experience here and select a custom logo for your tenant, we will show that custom logo on the password reset page. This means you can get a unified, customized sign-in experience as well as password reset experience with just a couple clicks behind this green button. I've already customized it, so we'll not do that right now. So now that I've configured password reset how I want, I'll click the Save button. This updates my cloud directory to enable the feature, and then allows users in my organization to reset their passwords in accordance to the security policies that I define here. So let's take a look. Now before I reset my password, I do want to show you what it's like to register for password reset. So I'm going to go to a new window, and I'm going to go to our password reset registration page. Now you can send your users a link to this, but you can also go to this nice short link here, which is aka.ms/ssprsetup. Once you go to that link, you'll be asked to sign in with your organizational ID. In this case, my organizational ID is SusieKent@wingtiptoysonline.com. And as you see here, when I tab to the password field, I get the great customized experience that I described earlier. So once I provide my password, you'll see that I get a registration experience where I can change my mobile phone or my alternate email address. So in this case, if I click the Change button, I can actually enter my own mobile phone here and verify it by getting a text message or a phone call. Once the information is verified, it will be saved in your organization's directory under the context of that user, meaning when that user comes to reset their password, they will see this option in front of them as a reset gate. Now, I'm not going to bother actually setting this up right now because I've already set it up, but you can see that it's a very powerful feature that allows you to have your users self-register without having to put organizational information in your directory yourself. So now I'm going to try and access my Outlook deployment. And let's say I've forgotten my password. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to come to the organizational login screen, and I'm going to click on the Can't Access Your Account link. What this will do is it will bring you to the password reset experience. So in this case, if Susie forgets her password 3 months later and she clicks on this link, she'll be brought to a page that is aligned with your organization's password reset security policies where she can go to reset her password. So she provides her username here and passes a CAPTCHA. What you'll see is that the policies that you've configured and the data that she's registered are brought together to show her a list of options she can use to verify her account. So in this case, we have several phone-based options, and we have an email-based option. If I had chosen to enable the office phone gate and had defined an office phone number, that option would show up here as well. So in this case, I'll just try the email-based option. I click Email, and you'll see that we've indicated to the user that we've sent an email message with a short verification code in it. So I'll go to my email here, and I'll show you what that looks like. So this is the email that your users will see. We actually brand it with your directory name, and we have some information to allow the user to see that it is a request for their particular account. So in this case, I'll take the code here, 117561 and type it into the box. And as you can see, as I mentioned earlier, we have a customized contact administrator link here. So if I click on this link, you'll see that it actually attempts to open a link to helpdesk at wingtiptoysonline.com, which is what we had configured earlier. But in this case, because I am having no problems, I'll just click Next. And there we go. I can choose a new password. So we get a nice password validator there. And if I click Finish, this password will be saved. Now, if you remember earlier, I mentioned that it's also supported to write passwords back from the cloud back into your organization's on-premises Active Directory. I've actually enabled this tenant to do that. And so what I'll show you is that not only has my cloud password been reset, but it's also been reset on-premises as well. So to show you that, I'm going to go to an Active Directory member server and show you a service that we have shipped, which allows you to connect your local Active Directory up into the cloud. Once you do this, any reset requests that occur in the cloud will be written back to your local Active Directory. And just to show you that this actually occurred in this case, if I hit refresh on my event viewer, you'll see that I have a new audit event for Susie Kent at wingtiptoysonline.com, and that her password was reset successfully. So what this means is that if I attempt to log into that server as that user, I should be able to access her account. So let's try that out right now. I'll come here and log into the same machine as Susie Kent. I'll enter my new password and I'll hit OK. And on my other screen here, you'll see that I've been logged in. Now, it just so happens that I have too many users signed in, but as you can see, Susie Kent is being logged in as we speak today. So that's password reset. I hope that you've enjoyed this little demo and that you can see that this is a really powerful feature that can bring a lot of value to your organization. If you have any questions or comments about this, feel free to come over to the TechNet forums and talk to us. We'd love to hear your feedback and any other features that you might like in this area. I hope you all have a good day and see you around.